Settlement Creek on the border of the Northern Territory and Queensland was a favourite stopover for cattle travelling across northern Australia. Astute businessmen, the early pastoralists realised that once in the Northern Territory, the courts had no jurisdiction over any work done in Queensland. They therefore fell into the habit of arriving in Katherine and paying drovers only for the leg from Settlement Creek to Katherine. Drovers soon woke up to this and made sure they were paid for any Queensland legs at Settlement Creek.
From Settlement Creek, Buchanan pressed on in a generally northwesterly direction, and this took him to the approximate location of the present town of Borroloola. Borroloola began life because Buchanan found there an open grassy plain on the banks of the MacArthur River, and this was one of the few open plains on the whole distance between Burketown and Katherine. It came to be in later years a favourite stopping place for the overlanders, and in 1884 a sly grog shanty was set up there. In 1885, the South Australian government decided that it better cash in on this, so it set up a customs station and established a police station there, and so Borroloola began. From Borroloola, the party moved on again in the northwesterly direction toward Roper Bar, where there was a store and police station, and then from the Roper Bar westerly along the Roper River toward the present locality of Mataranka, the Elsie Station area, and this, of course, the headwaters of the Roper are on the route of the Overland Telegraph Line, and from there Buchanan moved north to the Katherine, and from Katherine north again to Glen Coe, his eventual destination. Later overlanders, of course, either went northwards toward Katherine and Darwin, or from the Mataranka area pressed on in a northwesterly and westerly direction to the Victoria River District and the Kimberleys. So this was the route later taken by people such as the Duracs and the MacDonalds, and again later by Buchanan himself. Buchanan in 1880, a couple of years after this first movement in 1878, he brought 20,000 head up to Glen Coe, and this was the nucleus of the foundation herds for Victoria River Downs. Buchanan, on his 1878 trip midway between Borroloola and the Roper Bar, he encountered a huge expanse of country which had been burnt. It was completely devoid of grass, so they decided to stop and wait for early storms, early wet season rains, to bring up a chute before they could move forward. Buchanan left his men with the cattle, and with one companion he pressed on toward Katherine to get supplies. And while he was away, there was an incident in which Travers, one of the owners of the stock, was attacked by Aboriginals while he was in the camp making a damper. The other men were out watching the cattle. Travers was killed. His head actually was severed from his body by a blow from a stone tomahawk. This caused the breakup of the partnership between Travers and Gibson, and Glencoe Station was later sold to wind up the estate. It was bought by pastoralists named Fisher and Lyons, and they took up huge interests in the northern part of the Northern Territory, including Victoria River Downs, which was an immense station in the 1880s and 90s.
How long would a trip like this have taken?
Buchanan took 7 months on this first trip through from the central west of Queensland to the top end of the territory, and that was pretty much par for the course, 7 to 8 months with given good going. Buchanan did very well to do it in 7 months because with his drays it was necessary for him to cut a track to actually clear scrub in much of this Gulf country, and that track that he cleared was of course a great thing for later overlanders to follow, and from that time on it was called the Queensland Road or the Gulf Track, sometimes referred to as Bluey's Track or Buchanan's Track. Buchanan was responsible later for the opening up of several other stock routes, including the Murrinjai Track from the Wave Hill and Top Springs area in the Northern Territory across into the Barkly Tablelands and eventually into the Mount Isa area. The Murrinjaya Track, a famous stock route, or infamous in the sense that it had a 90-mile dry stage to be crossed, and that was something that drivers didn't look forward to very much. Buchanan also pioneered a track from the Halls Creek area down into the Murchison goldfields of Western Australia, down on the coast of Western Australia, and Buchanan probably opened up more of North Australia than any other single individual.